from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspik. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspik, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple and accessible to all. A little bit about me, I'm a former Fangraphs fantasy contributor and a lifelong diehard Giants fan. I started the Covecast Giants podcast in 2015, which I was doing until joining the Locked On Podcast Network in 2019. All right, coming up on today's show, we have a lot to talk about. I want to start looking at the Giants' 40-man roster, their potential 30-man roster, as we get really close here to the start of the season, believe it or not. Giants will play the Oakland A's in two exhibition games tonight and tomorrow, before having an off day on Wednesday and then flying down to Los Angeles to play the Dodgers on opening night this Thursday. That is just one of two games that will be occurring on Thursday. So a lot of teams have started making roster decisions, announcing people who have made the roster, announcing guys who were DFA'd. Obviously, that needs to be announced. But the Giants, as of yet, haven't really made any of those decisions. So I do expect that news will come in the next day or two, and they're not going to wait until Wednesday. I think we're going to start to hear about who's made the team, who's being sent back to the alternate site. I don't think they're going to go into Oakland tonight with 60 guys. Like, I don't think all the prospects are going to make their way down to Oakland. So we could have those announcements today. And yes, what happens with Joey Bart is going to be a huge conversation locally here. And I think all indications are that he is going to be sent to the alternate site, and they are going to give the rationale that they just think he needs more time to develop. But beyond that, the Giants do have a lot of other decisions to make. Looking at their 40-man roster, you know, it's come to my attention that the 40-man roster on sfgiants.com is actually not accurate. So you can't blame a person for thinking that the team itself on its own website would have an accurate 40-man roster, but it's not the case. They had Billy Hamilton on there, and he's not. They had somebody else on there, and he's also not. So as far as I know, the updated 40-man roster situation is that there's only 37 guys on it. And so that means, you know, they could add three players without having to kick anybody off. So guys who are in camp as non-roster invitees include Trevor Cahill, Joey Bart, Rob Brantley, Tyler Heineman, Darren Ruff, Yolmer Sanchez, Pablo Sandoval. And there are others as well. There's a lot of others. I mean, everyone else in camp who's not one of the 37 guys on the 40-man, and there's 60 guys in camp. So it's a lot of guys who are not there yet. But so we know Trevor Cahill is not going to make the opening day roster because he's dealing with a fingernail issue in his pitching hand. And so he's not ready. He hasn't been throwing. Otherwise, to me, he was a likely candidate to make the opening day roster. So if we take him away, that's five guys, to me, who will need to be added to the 40-man and will likely be added to the 40-man in Brantley, Heineman, Ruff, Sanchez, and Sandoval. So we don't know if it's going to be Brantley and Heineman, but we do know that they're going to have a catcher on the roster because as of right now, they don't have one on the 40-man roster. They had Posey, they had Aramis Garcia, but Garcia is injured and Posey opted out of the season. We've also known for a long time that Ruff, Sanchez, and Sandoval are very, very likely to make this opening day roster. So then it's five guys to be added to a 37-man, 40-man roster. So obviously two players would need to be bumped off if those five are added. So that's a question in and of itself. And then the other question is, who are the 30 players the Giants break camp with? So maybe that's a better place to start because then we can work backwards and see what do you have to do to get those guys onto the roster. So on the pitching side, I consider these 12 players to be virtual locks. Tyler Anderson, Sean Anderson, Johnny Cueto, Kevin Gausman, Trevor Gott, Danny Jimenez, Wandy Peralta, Tyler Rogers, Jeff Samardzija, Drew Smyly, Tony Watson, Logan Webb. Now, I originally had Harleen Garcia and Trevor Cahill on this list, but Cahill is out with the fingernail issue, as I said, and Harleen Garcia reported very late to camp, and I have heard that he is unlikely to make, if not, not just unlikely, but he's not going to make the opening day roster because he came so late. So then that leaves them with only 12 pitchers, and then there's obviously a couple more that we need to grab out of the list here. I've heard they will go anywhere from 13 to 15 pitchers, and probably more like 14 or 15. So then other candidates would be Sam Coonrod, who's already on the 40-man roster. Actually, all the guys I'm about to mention are already on the 40-man roster. Coonrod, Yandel Gustave, I'm actually not even sure if he's in the player pool. Have to look more into that. Connor Menez, Derek Rodriguez, Sam Selman, and Andy Suarez. Eventually, Trevor Cahill gets healthy and they probably want to add him. There's some other non-roster pitchers who definitely could be under consideration, including Caleb Barragar, Rico Garcia, Carlos Navas, Trevor Oakes, Andrew Triggs, and Sam Wolf. So they have a lot of options. They're not short on that. So on the offensive side, we know they're going to need at least two catchers. We just don't necessarily know who they're going to be because the Giants talked about possibly looking outside the organization for veteran catching help, and they obviously haven't signed someone like Russell Martin, and this would be way too late to do so. So I think more likely they'd be talking about picking up somebody who maybe gets cut from another camp, and that definitely could be happening here in the next couple of days. So we know at least two roster spots are going to go to catchers. And then after that, we've got locks in Brandon Crawford, Mauricio Dubon, Wilmer Flores, Evan Longoria. I guess he's maybe not a lock because of the oblique injury he's dealing with, in which case, obviously, you'd need an additional spot. But beyond that, Donovan Solano is another infielder. So then Darren Ruff, Yolmer Sanchez, Pablo Sandoval all, as I said, need to be added to the 40-man. So that's eight infielders, two catchers, so that's 10 position players. And looking at the outfield, I currently list Jaylen Davis, Alex Dickerson, Joe McCarthy, Hunter Pence, Austin Slater, and Mike Yastrzemski. But that could definitely go a number of different ways. And then there's actually an interesting outfielder in DFA limbo right now who the Giants could claim. So we'll talk more about the position player mix and who I think could come in and out, and then what are they going to do on the 40-man to get everybody on this roster. But first I want to talk about CBD MD. It doesn't matter if you're a professional athlete, a stay-at-home parent, or you spend 8 hours a day in an uncomfortable office chair. Everyone needs support to make it through the day. Luckily, our friends at CBD MD have an amazing duo that can help you relax, regroup, and recharge when life gets chaotic. CBD Freeze with Menthol is an award-winning product that offers instant cooling relief for muscles and joints in a convenient and easy-to-use roller or a shareable squeeze tube. CBD Recover combines CBD with inflammation-fighting compounds like arnica and vitamin B6 to give you the support you need where it matters most. And to make it even easier to try this amazing duo of topicals and everything else CBD MD has to offer, they're offering all our listeners here at Locked On Giants 25% off for your next order when you use promo code LOCKEDONMLB at checkout. Once again, that's cbdmd.com, promo code LOCKEDONMLB for 25% off your purchase of superior CBD oil products from CBD MD. Okay, as promised here in the second half of the show, I want to keep talking about the outfield mix, the infield and the outfield mix, which is definitely a lot more complicated than the pitching side, I think, because this is where you're going to have to add at least five guys from, you know, to the 40-man roster. Whereas on the pitching side, they could get away without having to add any, and it's all in-house, i.e. all 40-man guys making the roster. So I just realized I completely left off Brandon Belt. I think that's because when I made this list, he was injured and I was just trying to figure out how they would deal with that. But of course, if he's healthy, he's going to be on this roster. So, you know, Belt, Crawford, Dubon, Flores, Longoria, Solano, Ruff, Sanchez, Sandoval. That's a lot of infielders. That's nine guys. But the thing is, the Giants plan to be versatile. So they could have, they definitely will have Mauricio Dubon playing in the outfield. And Darren Ruff could play some corner outfield as well, apparently. So that's nine infielders, but two could be considered outfielders, which is a good, you know, a good solution to the problem of kind of a jam of players that they're trying to add here. And then on the outfield, it's a little more muddy to me. Assuming health, I think you have locks in Dickerson, Pence, and Yastrzemski. But beyond that, it's kind of a toss-up as to who claims these last outfield spots. I think I've heard them say the plan is for Austin Slater to platoon in left with the DH now. I think Pence is going to be more of a DH platoon guy instead of a left field platoon guy. So then we'll include Austin Slater there. But then I've included Joe McCarthy and Jaylen Davis, but it could definitely go to other guys. Like it could be Steven Duggar, could be Jose Siri. But besides that, I'm not seeing many other outfielders who could make this roster. I mean, Billy Hamilton was a guy who was supposed to be in that mix and probably will be eventually, but for now, he's not because he arrived so late to camp. So that leads me to the point about the outfielder who was DFA'd from another team. And it was left-handed hitter Scott Schebler, who was on the Reds for a number of years after being traded there by the Dodgers. Actually, I think Farhan Zaidi's Dodgers traded him to the Reds, so they're very familiar with Schebler. They did get rid of him in a trade, so maybe they don't like him. But the point about Schebler, he's been a league average hitter in his career, which league average is not always a bad thing. In fact, it's often a good thing, and I think the Giants from the last several years, especially prior to 2019, would tell you that they would have taken league average production in the outfield. He's a surprisingly good defender and runner for his size. And he actually has played center field in every professional season of his career. Some center field. He's mostly a right fielder, but teams that have had him do play him in center field on occasion. So that's the type of outfielder that Farhan Zaidi likes, guys who are capable of playing center. And Schebler gives you a high enough floor of offense that I think the Giants could be interested. And his main calling card is power. And he hits for power, and he's been, you know, he's not a strong platoon guy. He doesn't have huge splits, but he has been better against right-handed pitching in his career and slightly above league average numbers. And he does it. The damage comes mostly in the form of power. So I think if you look at the Giants 40-man outfielders, is Scott Schebler, who's controllable this year and then two more seasons beyond this year, is he someone the Giants could be interested in as an upgrade over maybe Steven Duggar or Joe McCarthy or Jose Siri or Austin Slater? I wonder, because some of these guys have had quite a long look in the majors, like with Duggar and Slater, is Scott Schebler possibly an upgrade? And I think that is a question. Thing about Duggar is that if he can figure out how to hit at all, the defensive skill is just really, really good. So I don't think you want to give up on that. And then Slater, he provides a totally different dimension as a right-handed hitter as opposed to a left-handed hitter. So I'm not sure that's a direct comparison. It's definitely not. So I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't want to spend too much time on it because it probably will just be nothing and they won't claim him. But just something to consider as we look at the outfield mix, and because of the DH, I mean, it kind of thinned them out a little bit because they have another position to fill. On the one hand, it helps a guy like Darren Ruff, but on the other hand, it does thin out their outfield a little bit when you take, you know, Pence and Dickerson maybe become platoon guys in a DH, and then the left field spot is like suddenly not as secure as it was when Pence and Dickerson were going to platoon in left. So we'll see. That was a kind of a long way to say, I don't know who's going to make this 30-man roster to start the season, but I do think eventually Billy Hamilton will come onto the 40-man, so someone probably will have to get bumped off in that case again. So I look forward to getting some clarity in the coming days. I do think that today we'll probably get some indications. We may have guys added to the 40-man like Ruff, Sanchez, and Sandoval in, you know, maybe today. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if someone like Caleb Berrigar made the roster as well, but he would have to be added to the 40-man too. Anyway, that is all the time we have for today. Remember to get this show every weekday. You need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's KASPICK. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.